Hi everyone. So I work in high energy particle physics. This is the study of the very smallest distance scales. Oh, mine's jumping around too, looks like. 10 to the minus 18 meters, so that's like a nanometer, the very smallest scales. And at this distance scale, we have a number of very interesting particles that we work with. We know quite a bit about them, but there are a lot of things we actually don't know about them as well. And so we're looking for various solutions, expected and unexpected solutions. So the expected big example is the Higgs boson. You see it here indicated mysteriously in the middle. We're trying to discover this particle. But I'm also looking for the unexpected. And the place that is the place to do this these days is the Large Hadron Collider at CERN near Geneva, Switzerland. The Large Hadron Collider collides protons against protons at very high energies. It has a circumference of about 27 kilometers. And we collide these protons inside, for example, this detector, the ATLAS detector, which is a 7,000-ton apparatus underground where we observe these collisions. So here's a picture of the tunnel inside the Large Hadron Collider. And these protons that collide on protons are producing energy. That's this letter E here. And with that energy, using the well-known expression E equals MC squared, we can produce new kinds of matter. So new kinds of mass question mark, E equals MC squared. And the particular question that I've been trying to address the last few years is a very, very basic one, and you've probably all asked this same question also. People are talking about quarks. Is there anything smaller than a quark? Is there substructure in quarks? This is a very basic question. And the method that we're using to address this is to think of atoms. So if we can excite an atom, it's because an atom has structure inside it. And just like you tickle an atom with light and you bring it to an excited state and then observe it decay back down to a regular atom and releasing photons, light particles, we think we can maybe view quarks the same way. So you can ask, how does a quark behave? Well, there are people who insist that a quark behaves like this, and I'm not getting the next slide for some reason.
It switched to PDF by mistake.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. So yeah, there are people who believe this is an excited quark, but actually that's really not true. And an excited quark may look like this. So question mark, the red question mark is the excited quark, a Q star. We produce it in the Large Hadron Collider. And then it may decay into this regular quark and a photon, and we'll observe it with the ATLAS experiment. And so how do we really do the physics here? We're really copying a great physicist, Ernest Rutherford, who discovered the nucleus of the atom by scattering particles off it and looking at the angles at which they scattered. He scattered helium nuclei, alpha particles. And looking at the distribution of those angles is exactly what we're doing with Robert, one of my graduate students, is really what Rutherford did. We make the particle. Rutherford used a gold atom, but we're going to make this excited quark if we can. And then we'll study the decay angles of the final products as it goes back down to its rest state, or its ground state. So this is really what Rutherford's doing, but at a million times the energy, and it's a lot of fun. That's what I do. Thanks.
Thanks, Andrew.